Things are happening. Man, there's some big stuff going on. So I'm happy to go over whatever you would like.
So I talked to Jordan Hansen yesterday. We went over a little bit about football, so I know about that. But then looking at your results here about volleyball and girls golf and anything else really that's going on over there, I'd love to hear about it.
Yeah, girls volleyball. Man, they had a good night last night. Had New Richmond quad. They went up there and they won every set. So it was 2-0 against Ellsworth, New Richmond, and Durand. And so, man, they needed that. It's good to see them starting to put some things together right at the right time. And so tomorrow they're going to go to Baldwin-Woodville for a quad. And then we start going into the head-to-heads in conference play. And so Tuesday will be out in Hastings. And then next week, Thursday, we debut our home schedule. It'll be our first opportunity to use the video boards. So we're super excited about what they've got coming up. And then girls golf, they were out at University Ridge yesterday in a very tough event. The top teams in the state all go out, many of them from Division One. And so I think we performed fine. I think if you had asked Coach Soleil, he would say, we could definitely do better than that. But I mean, we've performed so well all year, and so they've really done a tremendous job and continue to be number one in the state in Division Two. Cross country first event last week, September 1st at St. Croix Central. We had Ella Johnson, Tyler Laux, and Brecken Schomer medal, and girls got third, boys got fifth. I think Coach Phillips would like to see the boys, finish a little bit higher, but, cross country is one of those sports to where it's not like volleyball, it's not like football, it's a progression. You want to peak at the right time, and you want to be peaking at the end at conference and region and sectionals and state. So that was their first one, so they're going to keep working at it. They got Somerset tomorrow, and we host our only home event for cross country next week. And so excited for them. And then, like you said, for football, I couldn't be more proud of what they're doing right now. Haven't beaten Osceola in a long time. And so that was such a great event for us. And then another home game tomorrow, or on Friday. Got Somerset coming in for Parents Night, and so we're excited about that.
Yeah, I wanted to ask a little bit more about volleyball for a second, because obviously next week they've got that fun event over here in Hastings, and we'll be there calling that game. We'll do both JV and varsity, by the way. But also, was just curious, I know we talked about that previously and how that all got scheduled, but what the excitement level is like over there for that event.
Yeah, we're definitely excited to cross the river and play Hastings. I think, whenever you do that, there's just a little bit added motivation and being so close. It's, they're closer to us than Ellsworth. They're the closest school district to us. And so we're always excited to play them, and we're excited that we have a series now with volleyball, and we'll be excited to host them here in Prescott next year, and hopefully as the years go by, we can continue to play in volleyball.
And one thing that we haven't discussed, I don't think, and it's obviously a little bit of a ways away, but later on this winter, I think Prescott is hosting the Minnesota-Wisconsin Border Battle Basketball Tournament, is that correct?
That is correct. We will be hosting that here.
Do you know, are you at liberty to talk about a lot about that yet?
Yeah, it's all public now.
Awesome.
So, January 21st, Prescott High School will be hosting 7 games, all featuring top schools from Wisconsin and Minnesota. And the first state to win 4 games wins the challenge. And so the first game will be at 10 a.m., and the last game will be at 8 p.m. And so it'll be a tremendous event with a lot of good basketball teams and a lot of good basketball players. It's a tremendous honor to play in the event. It's even a greater honor to be asked to host the event. And press got to play in the event before. We've never hosted the event, and so we're super excited to do so.
Yeah, how did the opportunity to host come about?
Yeah, so the organizers reached out to Nick Johnson just to see if he would have any interest, and he asked me, and it was an absolutely we're interested, because the number of people that will be coming to Prescott for an event is tremendous for our community. It's great for our the economic impact of Prescott, not just Prescott but the area. I'm sure, you know, Hastings and Cottage Grove will see some benefits if teams are, you know, staying the night, or maybe even River Falls or Hudson. So I mean, if you got 14 schools coming from both states, 13 minus Prescott, and if every school is going to bring, you know, a couple hundred people that need to maybe stay somewhere, eat somewhere, or do whatever, it's tremendous for our local businesses.
Yeah, obviously this is still a few months away, but who are some of the other schools that are participating in that?
Yeah, I can definitely pull that up. I was actually just looking at that today.
Yeah, not sure why that crossed my mind either, but I don't think we talked about that yet. So,
yeah, so pulling it up right now, we are Prescott is in the, I think it's the 130 slot. They didn't get any traditional Division I schools from Wisconsin because we just don't have a ton of D1 in our area, but what they did is they went and got some really good Division IIs. So the 10 a.m. game is going to be Lyle, is it Bocelli? They're from Minnesota. They'll play Regis from Wisconsin. At noon, it'll be Lake City from Minnesota plays Aquinas from Wisconsin. At 1:45, it'll be Concordia Academy from Minnesota playing Prescott from Wisconsin. At 3:15, Matamidi from Minnesota playing La Crosse Central from Wisconsin. At 5 o'clock, it'll be Minneapolis North from Minnesota playing Onalaska from Wisconsin. And at 6:30, Patino Grace from Minnesota playing Pewaukee from Wisconsin. And then at 8 p.m., it'll be St. Margaret's from Minnesota playing Middleton from Wisconsin. And so La Crosse Central and Pewaukee were at state last year from Wisconsin. Onalaska was beat by Central. Middleton's always been very good. Prescott's been good. Aquinas is good. Regis should be pretty good. So and there's some really good players on these teams as well. So it's just from a basketball perspective, being a basketball fan, maybe not connected to any one of these schools, it's going to be just a great event just to come watch.
Yeah, for sure, and we can talk a little bit more in depth about that in a couple months here, but mm-hmm. just wanted to get a little bit more information on that. So before I let you go, you know, I did talk to Jordan Hansen a little bit about, you know, the football team and their start to the season here. What has been your observation on how the season started? Obviously, it's been a very good start.
Yeah, I think, you know, you never know coming in, and everybody, you know, has an opinion about how a team's going to perform, especially when there were some question marks when you lose so many seniors. Who's going to step up and take their place, especially when you're going to rely on so many sophomores? But to see them go up to Regis and battle like they did, it became very clear that we will be a force and we will give teams trouble. And then Duran and Osceola, we showed that we are we're going to be a force. And I think what has made it so exciting is to see how much offense we have. It's, you know, obviously I haven't been here very long, but in talking to some people who have been, it sounds like it's been a while since Prescott has had an offense putting up the kind of numbers and points that they have. And that creates an exciting game. It creates a game that people want to come watch and a team people want to watch. And so we're super excited about what they're doing so far. And just from, you know, being around Coach Hansen for the time I have been, and they have definitely taken on his personality. They work hard, they play hard, they don't give up, and they keep coming after you. And in football, not every play is going to be positive. You're going to have some negative plays in there, but they just keep coming. And the last two games are great examples of that. Durant was ahead. It was tied with Osceola in the fourth quarter. And you look at the final score, and you look at the box score, and see the fourth quarter margin. It's pretty amazing what we've been able to do in the fourth quarter. And that has been something that's been preached. Play four full quarters, win the grinders, and they are putting it together this year. And so our league is tough. The Middle Border Conference is tough. I don't care who you're playing. I don't care where it is. The Middle Border is going to give you a good contest. So we expect to get Somerset's best on Friday. It should be a great game. But we're very proud of the start that they've had the year.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate the time. I hope that things get a little bit calmer for you, and we'll talk next week.
Sounds great.
All right, see ya.
All right, see ya. Bye.